After 10 days of setbacks and a second mine collapse that killed three workers trying to rescue their comrades, Utah mining authorities in the United States have conceded defeat to a mountain that appears to be slowly crumbling, Paul Anthem reports.
The collapse raised fears that tunnelling to try to find the men was too dangerous to continue without further casualties. John Huntsman, the governor of Utah, says the safety of everyone is the main consideration.
We have suffered enough as a state. Whatever is done above or below, and I don't know that much will be done below until we can guarantee worker safety, that safety be of paramount concern and importance.
It remains unclear what caused the original mine collapse on August the 6th. Mining company Murray Energy said it was triggered by an earthquake, but geologists say it was the other way around, and the collapse caused magnitude 3.9 seismic waves. Controversy has also arisen over reports the miners were engaged in dangerous retreat mining. This involves supporting a mine's roof with a column of coal, then removing that pillar and allowing the shaft to collapse as miners moved to safety. Murray Energy has denied such a technique was being used. I'm Paul Anthem.